Question from Gopala Dev Das. What is the correct etiquette during kirtan or class when the altar curtain opens? I was always taught that during class it is not required to offer obeisances to the deities because Vyasa's representative is sitting giving class, but it seems more and more that devotees are offering obeisances even during kirtan. Is there any reference from Srila Prabhupada or the acharyas on this matter? Srila Prabhupada let's preface this by saying that this is an instance of one rule coming in conflict with another rule. It's very common. One rule is that when the deities open, or when one enters the presence of the deities, one should offer obeisance. Another is that one should sit and listen to the class and not even fidget, what to speak of, lift up your whole body and offer obeisances. It interrupts the whole flow of the class. Srila Prabhupada apparently said, I've been told this on several occasions, that Srila Prabhupada instructed on several occasions that when he was giving class, when the temple curtain opens or closes, just go on listening. Don't offer obeisance. Offer respect to Hari in the form of Hari Katha by listening carefully. I don't know of any instruction of Srila Prabhupada in this regard, and therefore we are likely to hear different things from different persons who have different opinions. Another source of understanding is from tradition. And as far as Gaudiya tradition is concerned, including Gaudiya Math and various sampradayas, upper sampradayas in Bengal, who may follow a lot of the culture even though they're considered upper sampradayas. My experience is that when kirtan is going on, you don't just stop the kirtan in the middle for everyone to bow down. Kirtan goes on. Krishna is present in the form of His holy name. That's quite a disturbance to the kirtan also if everyone just stops in the middle. So, like I say, someone else may give you a different opinion, but what I observed in my years in Bengal was that kirtan doesn't stop. Go on with the kirtan. And then after the kirtan, there's Jai Dhwani, as it's usually called in Bengal, or Prendhwani, as it's usually called in ISKCON. And after that, everyone bows down. Actually, traditionally everyone stands up during Jai Dhwani also, and then they offer obeisance. Anyway, that's another point. In this connection, the example is given of Roma Harshan Sutta, who did not stand to offer obeisance to Balaram when Balaram entered the assembly. Well, this is a different case, because Roma Harshan Sutta's mentality was that I don't have to offer obeisance, but if one is listening to Bhagavad Katha, or if one is chanting the holy names, one is already offering respect. So it's not that one doesn't offer respect, but one continues to offer respect in the way that one's already doing, by hearing the katha or engaging in the kirtan. So the case of comparing this to the case of Roma Harshan Sutta is not applicable, because both his action and his mentality, by both word and deed, he failed to offer proper respect to Balaram, which is not the case. in the case of not bowing down during the class, which we have a specific order from our guru also. So, guru agya balavan, one should follow the order that the guru's order overrides, or can do. If the guru is understood to be properly situated, then his order overrides all other rules in Shastra. Now, they may say, well, the guru is a guru because he follows the orders of Shastra, and then, but if he tells you not to follow Shastra, then how is he a guru? But if generally he's giving the proper direction from Shastra, and he's teaching the proper Siddhanta, then if there's some exception to that, then you have to take the Guru's order, just like when Srila Prabhupada told Harikesh Swami to go and preach in Russia. And Harikesh Swami gave so many objections why he couldn't or shouldn't go, and his final objection was that there's nothing to eat there but meat. And Prabhupada said, well then eat meat if you have to, but go there and preach. So generally, if the guru tells you to eat meat, you can understand he's not such a good guru. But in this case, you have the best guru in the whole universe, and he's telling you to eat meat. Of course, the injunction is not to eat meat, but the injunction is to preach. That must be executed under any circumstances. And as it happens, or as it happened, it was possible to survive in Russia at that time on fat Vietnamese rice and potatoes and butter. There's plenty of butter imported from Europe because the European countries, they wanted to keep the price up, so they sold it off to their enemy, Russia, at a next to nothing price. It's got nothing to do with the point under discussion. So, okay.